Today's podcast is brought to you by Visa. Whether you're a super fan or a food truck owner, Visa wants to help you pursue your passion by providing you with the most secure and easy payment experience possible. That's why they're continuing to make innovations, from tapping to pay to push payments, so you can get to where you would like to be. Visa, everywhere you want to be. Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
For his second game in a row, Kawhi Leonard put up 18 points in the fourth quarter. The Clippers beat the Blazers 107-101. Kawhi finished with 27 points, 13 boards, and 4 assists. This comes on the heels of Kawhi sitting out Tuesday night against the Bucks due to, quote, load management, which resulted in a Clippers loss. Shannon, let's talk to this Kawhi. Best player on the planet, is he making a case?
Sure he's making a case. He can make a case all he wants to. But the jury's already rendered the verdict. Now, he can file an appeal. But the jury came back with that verdict like 10 years ago. LeBron James is the best player on the planet Earth.
Now, well, if he 10 years ago? Okay, I'll give you
and
that.
And he's been the best player since. Now, if he wants to go to Saturn, LeBron ain't following to Saturn or Pluto or anything like that. If you want to go out of space, you have it. He's the best player out there. But here? Nils there. Skip, baby, see, this is what, you know what, Skip, what, you know, I love you. I love you just like I love my brother Sterling, even though I used to tell on him and get him in trouble. But you know what bothers me about you? The thing that you give Kawhi credit for, you beat LeBron James down. I just want to know why. Now, he had it going, you know, he had it going last night. He had 18 points in the fourth quarter. The two most important shots, who took them? Sweet Lou.
What have I told you from the start?
No. You cannot be the best player on the planet Earth if you not clutch, if you not taking a final shot. That's what you told me about LeBron on Friday, remember?
Well, that's
LeBron,
a fact.
LeBron, shoot it! Shoot it, LeBron, shoot it.
Drove it.
You tried to, yeah.
You ever seen anybody drive it down two, down
drive
three?
It.
I'm sorry, you're down three and you're driving for dunking LeBron, the game's over.
Because,
way to go.
Because you know what? He knew if he drove the ball, all the eyes. Skip, you ever go into the grocery store and there's a guy on a soapbox and he's preaching about, he's coming, Jesus is God, Jesus is coming.
Have to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, but there'd be people walking by. But after a while, you see one person stop and start listening to him, two or three. Then he got 4, 5, 7, 8 sets of eyes on him. That's what LeBron knew. If I drive this ball, the eyes going to be on me. Kick that thing to Danny Green. No dead shot Green. Bang! Overtime we go. And then LeBron took it over. See? Hold on.
I warned you about trusting Danny Green too much. He will come and he will go.
But that's why we got LeBron, the best player in play. But hold on. So what else? Hold on, Skip. You told me that bad player helped. 9 of 23? What percentage is that? So if he's 9 of 18, that'd have been 50%.
Yep.
So he took 5 more shots and didn't make any of them. So that means he's somewhere in the low 40s, right? Maybe high 30s. That's neither here nor there. You did, Jamie, you said he had 4 assists. You left out them turnovers. I thought he was opening up a bakery. All them turnovers he had last night. Apple, cherry, and blackberry. Turning it over. The best player on the planet. What happened?
Tell me when it's
It's
my
not
turn.
Your turn just yet. Skip, baby, you need to be ashamed of yourself.
I haven't spoken. Yeah. How can I be ashamed when I haven't spoken?
Because you all there talking about this man as the best player on the planet.
I haven't said a word yet.
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to you. I would love, you know what I would love, Skip Bayless? If LeBron James could play every other day. Every other game. Like he played one game, take a game off. Play another game, take 2 games off. Because that's what we see your guy do. When is he going to play back-to-back games? The man 28 years old.
He's pretty much on record. He is not going to play back-to-back.
And guess what? The NBA finals. See, that's what I told you yesterday. The NBA full of caca about their policy. Because now it came out, y'all say he fine. He healthy. The NBA said, he was hurt. He had a knee. And then Kawhi, I'm surprised they went to the extent that they did and divulge all my injuries.
That is a bad Kawhi impersonation.
No, I'm just saying. Well, he barely
didn't
talked.
Say surprised. He said it's shocking.
Well, I'm shocked you're not playing because you told me in September I'm healthy. And I'm not nursing no injuries, so I don't see any reason.
What is Doc supposed to do? Like show everybody the MRI of the knee or what?
No, Doc, coach does that.
Doc said he was healthy. The NBA said Kawhi was hurt. Now, somebody lying. Now, who lying? Hell yeah, somebody lying, Jamie. See, Jamie.
Is it my turn now?
Yeah, okay. Jamie happens to be the old reporter, Slightly reporter
for
the
Clipper game. She does.
And you don't think I knew that? You didn't think I knew that, did you? Did my research. I knew something in the milk wasn't clean that morning.
So last night on full display at Staples Center was the new best player on the planet.
Stop it.
And I love the New Balance commercial because there's a new king in L.A.
It'll do nothing.
It's Kawhi Town.
It is
now.
Not.
You,
it
you
is
know
not.
How the commercial goes.
It is not.
See
it
the
not.
little keychain, what's dangling, the little crown is dangling in Kawhi's classic car because he's a classic player. So I give you all the negatives that you gave me. But I watched this game from start to finish because I was mesmerized by how Kawhi just had the whole game on a string. It's like he's controlling the whole game, and he's going to pick his spots. Sometimes he just kind of hangs back, stands over on the side, and watches his teammates go. And then if Portland starts to heat up, as they did early in the fourth quarter, he says, okay, I got to go to work. It's my turn now, because he's playing chess while they're all playing a little game of checkers, little kids' checkers. And all of a sudden, he said, okay, we're down 8 with 10 minutes left. My turn and my time. Because guess who now leads the fourth quarter scoring in the NBA? Who's the best in the fourth quarter so far? I know it's early, but Kawhi does.
That's what you can do when you're well-rested. Yeah.
So he's had two 18s in a row, 18-point fourth quarters in a row.
Rested.
Whew. And he had 15 in the fourth quarter against the Spurs, and he's been double figures in the fourth quarter for 5 straight games. So he just owns the fourth quarter. He just kind of, he load manages himself during the game.
Yeah,
during the game.
And you can be the best player doing that.
He is so good that he says, okay, I got you. I'm going to put this game on my back, and I'm going to take it home. And I give you, Lou Williams made a couple of big shots at the end.
A couple?
But they weren't game-winning shots.
Yeah, he made.
But I told you, the closer, the guy I want shooting the last shot for the Clippers is that guy, because he's been special longer than Kawhi has been special.
Sweet Lou, hold on. If I'm not mistaken, Sweet Lou had 7 points in the fourth quarter, and they came in the last 2 minutes. Is that good?
Kawhi Leonard had 18 points on 6 of 10. He had 6 rebounds. He went 18 points and 6 rebounds in the fourth quarter. Isn't that a pretty good game for most people? 18 and 6?
No, not for King.
So think about this. Kawhi on load management, sometimes taking off the first 3 quarters where he just doesn't really engage, he's averaging 29, 8, and 5, all career highs so far.
All career high. And Brian have a ho-hum. LeBron, ho-hum, 26, 8, and 11
okay.
on the best team. And Skip, stop telling. He was not 6 of 10 in the second half. He was 6 of 13.
In the fourth quarter, I said he was 6 of 10.
So what I'm supposed to, if you don't mind me asking, Skip, what I'm supposed to do with Montrezl? Trez Harrell, 10 points in the fourth quarter. What I'm supposed to do that?
No, they're a good team. They're better than the Lakers. And remember, there's this guy named Paul George, and he hadn't played a lick yet, right?
Okay.
You know, you're going to be in big trouble when he comes back and they finally get in sync on defense because...
Oh, to stop it.
What happened to Dame and CJ in the fourth quarter? Help me out.
0-for.
They didn't play well.
They did not. They went combined 0-for-8 in the fourth quarter, and that had something to do with the Terminator, Kawhi Leonard, and had a lot to do with Patrick Beverley Dame. He just was all up
in it. And when it's all said and done, it'll be just like that movie, Terminator Flop.
Really? Okay. Well, this Terminator just keeps owning the fourth quarter in ways that I never saw do this. I never saw this in San Antonio. And again, he was my favorite player from day one in San Antonio when he came out of nowhere.
Until he did
and
what?
Now he has a shot.
No, tell people what he did. Well, how did he fall up and be your favorite player?
Quit on my team. I told you that.
Somebody quit on you.
Well, I forgave him for that last week, as you know.
Yeah.
I won't forget that, but I forgave it.
How you forgive somebody that don't forget what they did? So you still harbor some resentment in there, huh?
No, I don't. But they would have won the title that year because then what did he do? He went to Toronto and nobody saw Toronto coming and he load managed 22 games last year. He didn't play for Toronto. And then did he play in the playoffs?
So
he averaged, 30 in the playoffs?
I thought some of the best ability for an athlete is availability and accountability.
In the playoffs.
So hold on. So why the hell are you even suiting up in the regular season? Just wait for the playoffs, right?
Well, you got to get some seed.
What you mean some?
You got to get in the playoffs.
Well, my homeboy LeBron James say you can have an 8 seed, 1 seed, or a mustard seed. Have faith in me, I get you there.
Really? Well, last year, the mustard seed did not grow for LeBron, right? LeBron went 28-27 in the games he played last year.
He was
hurt. He load managed about,
Stop it.
bunch.
Just imagine if LeBron James could sit out 73 games, sit out a whole year, and then load manage another 22. Imagine if LeBron James was on a team and he can miss 22 games and they still go 17-5 without him. Look at Siakam. Siakam is about to be an all-star. Now, that guy was on that roster last year. You love Siakam. You telling me.
Who was the MVP of the finals? Help me out.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Skip Bayless, you came on this show and argued with me talking about Kyle Lowry and Van Fleet should have been
MVP. I'm just saying, who was the MVP? Who won it? Who got chosen as the MVP? Who was it? That guy.
Hold on. Yeah. You got on flip-flops over there?
No.
You normally wear Jordan, but I believe you got on flip-flops.
No.
Because last year you told me Van Fleet or Kyle Lowry should have been MVP.
I just asked you who won it. He didn't win it.
We know who won it.
Okay, well, they voted for him.
But who do you say should have won it?
Okay, well, I told you who I thought should. Okay. Kyle Lowry.
So you can't lose that. But, Skip, I'm just trying to figure out why you do that when LeBron, you remember in Game 6 against San Antonio in the finals? They were down 10 points entering the finals. In the fourth quarter. LeBron James either scored or assisted on 22 of the 30 points that they scored to get the game. But all you talked about is how Ray Allen saved his legacy.
Well, who took the shot to tie? LeBron actually had the guts to take the three to tie the game.
He
LeBricked it so badly, it was a long carom out to Chris Bosh, who bolted out because Tim Duncan wasn't in the game for reasons I can't explain. And he bolted out unencumbered and got the rebound and kicked it sweetly into the corner, and Ray Allen saved LeBron's legacy at the buzzer.
Okay, well, how about this here? Can you explain to me why Lou Williams is taking that shot?
He always takes their last shot.
How can a best?
He's that guy. He's been that guy for years.
Okay, I will give you that.
Used to be a Laker.
Don't remind me. Don't remind me of that. And so did Zubats.
Big Zoo had a big game last night.
Stop it. That's enough. It is enough. But okay, I give you that. But why didn't Kawhi have the ball in his hands? Pass it to him. Because, you know, Kawhi is better now. He has the ball. He facilitates more.
Why didn't he have the ball down the stretch?
All I know is the game was pretty much decided by then.
No, Skip.
That wasn't a last-second shot to win. Was the game tied? No.
Hold on.
Nope.
When Lou hit that shot, it put him up four. Okay. They came back down, and then they were down one, and Lou hit a three, and they called timeout.
Was it tied? Nope.
Hold on. I'm just trying to tell. All I'm saying is that the most important shot, and then he come up there. You see, the easiest job in the kitchen is stirring the pots. You see what Kawhi did? Lou done baked the cake. He gonna come lick the ice in the bowl. And say, see what I made? You didn't do jack.
You the one 18 in the fourth quarter and didn't do jack.
Hold on.
Six rebounds in the fourth quarter and you didn't do jack.
The reason why they were down is because he played like doodly poo in the first half.
Leading the whole NBA in fourth quarter scoring by a lot.
Hold on, Skip. Tell the people at home, because they don't have sheets like you and I have. Can you tell the people what he had in the first half?
He went 3-for-10 in the first three quarters.
How many points were that?
You need to go through the three
quarters. 7 points in three quarters.
I told you he's got the game on a string.
The reason why they're in the position, if he was the guy that you said he was, they shouldn't even been here.
Well, the truth is, the best player on the planet has an Achilles injury right now.
Achilles. Yep. Oh, my goodness. Yep. It was his knee.
No, Kevin Durant. I'm talking about Kevin Durant. He's out. So he's the best player. But right now, of those playing, this guy has taken over for LeBron James.
Orthopedic. Yep. Nobody played with black shoes with gum bottoms. Jordan was the last one, but his was patent leather. Look at them shoes. Now, if you're a security guard...
Well, they work, don't they?
If you're a security guard or orderly, I suggest you get your
pair. Do I have to remind you what happened on opening night this year?
I don't care
about opening night. Oh, I do, because it counts in the standings. The Terminator took the game over.
How many games have we lost?
Wait a second. In the fourth quarter, opening night, let's see, LeBron James took four shots in the fourth quarter and made one, and grand totaled 2 points in the fourth quarter. And your pick for MVP, Anthony Davis, scored zero in the fourth.
We about to have co-MVP.
Zero.
We about to have co-MVP.
Zero. So this guy owns L.A., and he's the best player on the planet. Because are you seriously going to tell me LeBron plays defense like Kawhi Leonard? Seriously?
All I know, he got a high rating.
Okay, yeah, but really, push comes to shove. Who do you want?
I want LeBron.
Better defender, you do not want LeBron.
Hold on.
Yeah, he's going to run out of defensive gas real fast.
I've got to figure out what other commercial he got besides them on New Balance. Hospitals love him.
Okay.
The hospital love it. He just signed a big old deal with Cedar Sinai here.
I can't wait to come in here after. Let's go into the month of December, because LeBron's just going to run right out of gas.
No, he's not.
Because he is aging. And he's in year 17. And all of a sudden, he's a little hyped up. I'm back.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody is playing
got
harder defense
twitch.
Than I am.
Yeah.
And Shannon's going to say, yeah, but he's got to shut it down on defense because he has to save his
energy. Don't worry
energy.
About what we're doing. Don't worry yeah. about what we're doing.
Yeah.
But we good right now, though.
Russell Westbrook has always out-rebounded LeBron James. He's LeBron's crowing about three straight triple-doubles. Russell averaged them for three straight years. It's impossible to average 10-plus rebounds.
So even when Russ won the MVP and averaged triple-double, has he ever been thought of a better player than LeBron?
No, but okay, what did then. You tell me yesterday? LeBron has to conserve his energy, so he can't rebound the way a 6'3" guard can.
I think, Skip, can we adjust the show? I think we should do a segment on the progression and development of Ivica Zubac and how he's really blossomed on this Clippers team.
He has. Yeah. He was blossoming on this Lakers team.
Are you ready for what's ahead? You can't always predict the future, but you can game plan for it. Generations of families and businesses have harnessed the power of Pacific to help them reach their unique goals. Whether you need to save enough money to meet your needs, ensure your family is protected, or make sure you don't run out of money, Pacific Life has a variety of financial solutions that can help. Pacific Life counts more than half of the 100 largest U.S. companies as its clients and has been named one of the 2019 World's Most Ethical Companies by the Ethisphere Institute. Protecting what matters most to people for 150 years and counting. That's the power of Pacific. Ask a financial professional about how Pacific Life can help you game plan for your future or visit www.pacificlife.com.
No mercy. All right. Well, according to NFL.com's quarterback index, Russell Wilson is the top QB, followed by Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, who are tied for second. You have to go down to the eighth spot to find Dak Prescott. And Tom Brady sits all the way down at 10th overall. Meanwhile, Carson Wentz missed the top 10 altogether, coming in at 11. So, Shannon, what's your biggest takeaway from that list? You made a face when I said Tom Brady.
People are starting to notice what I've been saying, that Tom Brady is not playing like the guy from years ago. And someone fight me tooth and nail every time I say it, but numbers don't lie. Skip, look, here's a guy that at one point he was 2. Now, how do you get from 2 to 10, Skip? What normally happens? If I'm in second place and I finish in 10th place, what happened, Jamie? Either something really bad happened, right? I fell off, right? So I wasn't playing at the same pace that I was, that kept had me in second. Skip, I'm going to give you a little number. Tom Brady is 16th in completion percentage. Is that good? 23rd in yards per attempt. Has an interception in 5 or 6 games. And since week 6, not a long time, that 4 weeks, Skip Bayless, no quarterback in the NFL has a lower passer rating when pressured. Now, Tom Brady, Skip, better tell me, Tom Brady is cool hand Tom. Tom, terrific. But these numbers say under pressure since week 6, no quarterback is worse than Tom Brady. Really? The guy that, he looks the same to me, looks like he did when he was 35. No, he doesn't. No, he does not, Skip Bayless. And it's just a matter of time. Coach Belichick sees it. See, all people, when you watch the game, all you do, you're looking at, we scored, we got a long run, defense, interception. That's what you're looking at. See, coaches, they go in that room and they get that clicker. And they watch that all 22. I'm like, Tom, throw the ball. The guy's wide open. Tom, you missed that read. Tom. And that's what's happening right before your eyes, Skip Bayless. Against teams, bad teams, teams that's not going to be in the playoff, this Tom-led offense is averaging 29 points a game. It's really 33, but the defense has 4 touchdowns, so I took those out, come to 29. Against teams that could possibly be in the playoffs, they've only played 2, Buffalo and the Ravens, they're averaging a whopping 18. So when the defense can't hold, suffocate people, guess what happens, Skip Bayless? Yo guy ain't doing it.
Really?
Yep. I'm sorry. I'd hate to be the bearer of bad news. I really do.
So our longtime loyal viewers will know before I have to tell them that this guy has been saying exactly what he just said for all 3 years that we have done this show here on
Undisputed,
going into the 4th year. Last year, for sure, week after day after week after day, you sat there and just like a broken record that was about to get broken again, You said just what you just said after New England and Tom Brady lost at Jacksonville and at Detroit and at Tennessee. It was an embarrassment at Tennessee. It was way worse than the embarrassment at Baltimore on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And then they really got embarrassed at Miami last year, and they lost at Pittsburgh last year. And then what happened right on schedule, Mr. Sharp? Virtuoso happened in a game that you picked the Chargers to win at Foxborough. You beat your chest. We got this. Anthony Lynn is your friend and your ex-teammate.
No, you got this,
right?
Are you going to San Diego in the playoffs?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Chargers. Yeah. It's not San Diego anymore, but they're close enough. Mm-hmm. And what happened? Virtuoso happened by Tom Brady. And then what happened in Kansas City in overtime? Virtuoso happened by Tom Brady. Three straight third and tens he converted. That's impossible.
I noticed Jamie, I don't know if you noticed that. People at home, did you notice he stopped at the championship game? He didn't mention the Super Bowl, even though they went on to play the Super Bowl.
You interrupted me because he went up against his nemesis, Wade Phillips, who's always had his number. And he finally cracked the code in the fourth quarter by completing five straight passes on the only drive of the game that resulted in a touchdown. And that's all they needed. That was it right there. That was the game.
Let that sink in for a second.
Thank you. Game over. So what do we see this year? Is there a Rob Gronkowski anymore? Nope, there's not. Was there an Antonio Brown? We had a sighting at Miami briefly, and then that was the end of that deal. N'Keal Harry, their first-round draft pick, a Belichick receiver that he picked in the first round for the first time in 20 years at New England. Where is he? Nowhere. He's been on IR all year. That leads me to Josh Gordon. Where is he now? He's in Seattle. So he's no longer with Tom Brady. Tom Brady has been throwing to Gunnar Olszewski and Jacoby Myers. And finally to 38-year-old Ben Watson. That's it. That's what you got. Seriously? And guess what? The Patriots now rank in the NFL 23rd in rushing. He's got no run game to speak of. He's got no receiver. They added Sanu, and you and I both agreed that at first glance, Sanu doesn't look like he can separate from anybody. So it's Edelman or bust. That's all you got.
You know what? I'm going to do you. Our loyal and trusted viewers have been watching us. They've been faithful to us, too, Jamie. Ooh, they've been followers for three straight years. And they've heard Skip Baylor say on numerous occasions, Tom Brady goes out before the game and points in the stand. Hey, you three guys from Dorchester, come on down. Okay. Come on down.
Okay, but you do need some semblance. Wait. You need some semblance on an offensive line. He's down his left tackle, a first-round pick, Isaiah Wynn, and he's down his Pro Bowl caliber center in David Andrews. They can't protect. They can't establish any run game.
It's funny.
So he's been throwing to three guys from Dorchester.
It's funny that when you said how he mollywopped Sandy, the L.A. Chargers, and how he went to Arrowhead and beat the brakes off them, I didn't hear you mention Isaiah Wynn. I didn't hear you mention Sonny Michel. Even though they led the playoffs in rushing. You see what I'm saying? You're making my point, Skip Bayless. Really great guys, even when they don't have a running game, they can find a way to get it done. So now your guy can't get the running game going.
Are you officially writing him off?
I ain't official nothing. I'm just talking about right now.
Yeah, you're afraid of
him. And I'm afraid of nothing.
And by the way, Molly said that you have to go all the way down to eighth on the list to find Dak Prescott. Well, that means he's a top 10 quarterback.
No.
You've been saying he's not even top 20.
See?
Right? You just said Vikings, put the ball in Dak's hand, right?
Yeah.
So eighth, you know, the truth is I'll take eighth because that's pretty good.
Hey, Jamie. You know what I'm saying? Let it slide. I get him frustrated when I start talking about old Tom Brady talking about Tom all decrepit with a walking cane out there playing, trying to play quarterback. You trying to prove Coach Belichick wrong. Skip, it's simple. You see what happens? He's another guy, Skip, I'm starting to see. He needs a hedge. We talk about that Job hedge. You know, when the devil appeared before Job, he told God, he said, if you remove that hedge, he will curse his very maker. So now no running game. And you take away the left tackle. Same thing, Mahomes. Mahomes was down three. He's down three starters on the offensive line.
Yeah, and he just lost two straight games at Mahomes, at home.
Now look at your guy.
Yeah, my guy's 8-1. I don't know how.
Look at your guy.
Yeah. And Belichick gave him the game ball after that game he played against your Giants. Up there
really?
40-mile-an-hour wind.
Hold on. He 8-1 against mop buckets, soap cans, and a sardine can.
Okay.
Well, he played one team.
That's what you just described his offense.
No. Skip, what is Miami? Washington.
Okay.
The Giants.
I got it. 8-1. They're still 8-1. I don't know how they are.
Look at Hello, Skip. Miami won one game. Mm-hmm. They played the Jazz twice. The Jazz have won one game. Washington has won one game. Mm-hmm. The Jazz have won two games. That's the team they played. Hell, who wouldn't be 8-1 if they got them guys on their record?
He's still ranked 10th, and you're still not willing to bet against him going forward,
right? I don't bet against him. Huh? I bet against him at the beginning of the season when I picked Kansas City to go to the Super Bowl.
Okay,
how much more money do you want me to bet? I'm going to put all my chips on the table.
Do you think the Patriots are going to miss the playoffs?
I didn't say that. That's Rob Parker talking crazy.
All right. Okay.
I said Kansas City. Oh, it's going to be a sea of red in Miami.
Okay. Where's the AFC championship game?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay. It's going to be in Foxborough.
And
he's not going to lose at home. He's not. Especially to the Chiefs.
He'll lose home.
If it's going to be the Chiefs. And I don't think it's going to be the Chiefs.
Oh, my homeboy coming back.
We'll see about that. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. So back to Dak Prescott. So I want this to sink into you.
What?
Dak Prescott is averaging a career high nearly 300 yards passing per game. You used to ridicule him. He can't even throw for 200 yards. Nearly 300 he's averaging. That's a career high. While completing 70% of his passes, that's a career high.
Okay.
While he's throwing with an average distance per pass that ranks third in the NFL.
Okay.
So he's completing 70% while throwing passes that traveled the third farthest of any quarterback in the league. So you can't accuse him or condemn him for dinking and dacking anymore, right?
Right.
And he's also dealing with a receiving core that has the second highest drop percentage in the whole league. So guess what? That adds up to really great year. Way better than Shannon Sharp dismisses
as
a
what? You know what's so funny about this, Skip? That we're talking about Tom Brady and Dak Prescott?
Mm-hmm.
Both of them have gotten fat on sorry teams.
Mm.
Both have played the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Both have played Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Both have played the Jets.
Yeah.
Both have played the Giants.
Yeah.
Huh? Which one of those teams that I named, if you put all those players together from those teams, you take the best players of all those teams, they're still not going to
the playoffs. What's the game of the year in the NFC East so far? It was Philly at Dallas, and you love Philadelphia because you love old limpet to him Wentz.
Walk it to him. Call the man
name
right.
Bounce it to him Wentz. And what happened in that game, Mr. Sharp?
We turned the ball over early, and we were never in the ball game. But I'm saying,
virtuoso by Dak Prescott.
You do realize, Skip Bayless, the Eagles got the Giants twice.
Mm.
They got Washington again.
Mm.
And they got Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get a chance to get fat, too.
We're going to see a
whole lot. We're going to get a chance to get fat, too, because y'all done ate all y'all good food.
Yeah.
And y'all got to have them two right there, the two front and the front, they got to play each other.
I can't wait until number 12 goes to number, what is he, 11?
11.
I don't even know what he wears. I
11.
I don't really care. Wait until 12 goes to 11 a week from Sunday.
You're about to go 8-2. You're going 8-2.
Yeah.
That's what you're about to go.
The real quota hashtag Wash King is number 12, right?
Yeah.
He's the one who should gloat.
No, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop.
He should post, say, stop. Shannon, am I hashtag Wash King?
I mean, all those playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
You see what happens, Sonny Michel running the ball down the throat, not Sonny Michel. Now you out on Sonny Michel, now, huh?
Well, I'm not out on
you.
Belichick's out.
No,
on
you. So I don't know what happened to him.
Bury him deep in the doghouse.
I don't know. Well, pull Burkhead off the scrap heap.
Yeah.
How he looking?
He's off the scrap heap.
How he looking?
Well, okay.
How James White looking running the ball?
Just another guy, but that's how Brady wins, with just another guy.
What's the problem?
And another guy and another guy.
So why you keep bringing up? Why you keep bringing up who's not in the game? If he can win with anybody, why you bringing that up?
8-1 with nobody.
Oh, really?
You three, come down here. Gunner, Jacoby, and wait a second. How about you, Matt Lacoste, come on down here.
Okay.
You ever heard of those guys?
Okay.
Nope, not until this year.
Okay, and I want you to have that same energy. When they go out
to
the playoffs, I'll be like, oh, he was winning with those guys.
20 years.
Oh, he was winning with those guys. Now he lose if they fall. No mercy.
Well, the Cowboys are looking to run their win streak to 3 games for the second time this season. On Sunday night, Dallas will host the 6-3 Vikings. Ezekiel Elliott will be shooting for his 4th straight 100-yard game, while Dak Prescott looks to stay on his current pace to set career highs in yards and in touchdowns this season. And right now, we're going to be joined by former Cowboys cornerback Orlando Scandrick.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Heat it up.
No.
Yeah.
So,
Orlando, keep it real.
Okay,
well,
good.
You came in, be honest, singing the Cowboys praises before we even got started. So, how far do you think they really can go this season?
I got told, Skip, we looking good right now.
Oh, we now.
We looking good.
Well, he did play for the Cowboys for a long time.
Good.
He earned the right to say we.
Well, the Eagles had me on the draft board, so I can say we.
Okay, well, say it.
Okay.
You can. And lose.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, are we talking Super Bowl far?
You know, we just need to win this division. And then we need to get some home field advantage, because we play way better in Jerry World. You see how we play in Jerry World. We get you down there. hand it off to Zeke, play good defense. Before you know it, the door is blown off.
You know what he's think about home, but hold on. Let's let me hit this rewind button. He say, get you in Jerry World and do what? What did he mention first, Skip?
We run the ball. We got to. But then we can do whatever.
Good with that. Well, you know why? Because up at Giants the other night, whew, did you see the holes he was running through? Yeah. The offensive line is cranked.
It is.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Zeke said, I've never had bigger holes to run through in my career.
I keep telling you, but that's how they win.
Okay, well, that's how anybody
wins. No, they ain't. No, they ain't. Stop it. Stop it, Skip. Because you said if the other guy is number four.
Well, he's been really good.
I think that he instrumental. I mean, you said you get third down and what was it, about third and eight? It's a close game.
But it's not very often that they have third and eight because Zeke getting 4 and 5 yards
when,
a clip on
when
first.
You got a quarterback that's going to stand in there and, you know.
I mean, standing against the Giants,
he
now that's not
right
saying.
Between the one and the nine. He can only play who they put him against.
I mean, come on now.
If they put him against Virginia Military
Saints.
Academy.
They put him against the Saints, how you do?
I mean, that was one game.
Okay, they put him against Green Bay. He was down 31-3, how you do?
He had a bad game. But forward, we looking good.
Okay, what about the Jets? What about the Jets? Okay, the Jets. Okay, now. Okay.
He had neither one of his tackles, though. That's the offensive line that you talked about.
True. Yep. All I know is I'm seeing a Super Bowl team take shape right before your very eyes.
Skip, we got 1 week at a time.
I'm fine, I'm on record before the season. I had the courage of my convictions to walk out on the
But you can't come up here when things is looking bad and say, oh, Garrett got to get fired.
Okay, well, I'm
Dak
not a big
got to get benched. Kellen got to move on.
I never said that.
No, Dak.
He don't want to pay him, though. You don't want to pay him.
No, I want to pay Dak.
What you want to pay him?
I pay him whatever.
No. You say he want to take a deal. No.
Well, he's going to take a hometown discount.
No, he's not.
But that's what he's
what
made
is a
of.
Hometown discount? Would you take a hometown discount?
It's hard to do the math.
No.
Yes, he'll
no.
take a little less than market value.
No.
You just want dissension.
I don't want the dissension.
Yeah, that's all.
I want him to get market value. I want to get him worth.
Yeah.
He worth 40 mil.
He is worth that, but he will not take that
because he is a team guy. I don't know if
35.
He gets to 40.
Yep.
He going to get 35 and going to get more than what Goff got.
Yeah.
What Jared Goff get? 112? Okay, Dak going to get 115.
Okay. So he's got the guts to just keep playing for a contract.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother him a bit.
Because here's
he's having a career year with no deal. And it's hanging over most people's heads like your head. It doesn't hang over his head.
Here's the thing, Skip. He's in a win-win because it's still the most valuable position in all of pro sports.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wins the division, that's three divisions in 4 years.
When he wins
if
the division.
If he wins the division, because I got to walk it to him. Okay.
What did Mr. Skandrick tell us the last time he was here? Dak is natural born, as in leader. Natural born leader. Your guy wins, not so much. And he knows because he's been in both locker rooms.
Some people play quarterback because it's a position. Dak plays it because it's a lifestyle.
Thank you.
Okay.
And that's why he'll take a hometown discount.
No, stop it.
He wants a salary cap spread around.
I don't know about that.
No, but you got to surround him.
I think he's already behind the eight ball coming in the fourth round pick.
That's what I've been trying to tell him.
But all right.
I think he gets what's fair for him. I think being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
I call him Brady-esque. He's not Tom Brady, but he's Brady-esque in the way he is the leader of the football team and the playmaker for the football team. Brady has always taken a hometown discount. Always.
Dak is not even the best boy that plays in Texas.
That guy down in Houston.
Okay.
That's a good quarterback down in Houston.
Yep, he is. He's really good. I like him a lot. But we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys because they're a football team. And the point is, they got a huge game. This is a make or break game right now.
Must win.
Yeah, but we down there in Jerry World.
Yep.
Against Kirk Cousins.
Yep. Okay, thank you for bringing up Kirk Cousins.
Oh.
So, Mr. Skandrick, what happened in 2016? Because you were a Dallas Cowboy. You were out on the field in 2016. Do you remember game two of 2016 at Washington? Remember that game?
Oh, where he threw all them red zone interceptions.
Well, okay, he made through one big one if we could see it again because he's driving.
You know,
you can't
lead
a guy
with the
six.
Third goal to coverage, six, he's up, and he tried to lead the receiver.
They're up 23-20. It's about to be 30-20 Washington.
Okay.
You remember the defense that you played?
Y'all was in quarters.
Oh, actually, we're playing cover three here.
Cover three.
We just the safety rub.
Well, the safety was out of position then.
No way.
Hold on.
Cover back three. Look at it.
Go back to the.
It's cover three.
That is three.
Okay.
Come on, Shannon.
I was looking.
Hold on, Shannon.
I was looking at Byron Jones. Byron Jones is a safety. Byron Jones is a safety.
Yeah, but it's a scramble. He just plastering right here. Scramble rules. You know the scramble rules.
Mm-hmm.
But why he leaving?
You got to plaster when it's scramble when the play break down in the red zone.
No. Mm-hmm. So why didn't Barrett Church come?
He picked it off.
That's what I'm saying. He led him into bad church.
No, that wasn't a lead. That was a bad throw.
Man, man, you saw bad church sitting on the bad church is not in the hole. Bad church is on the hash.
But there is no hole. There's no really middle of the field when you get to the red zone.
So
you
know why did the backer drop?
Backer is dropping. Look at Sean Lee.
Sean, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Went to church.
You see the other backer right there, 59, the hook player.
Well, I know where he going.
Yeah. And guess what the rookie quarterback then did? He got it first.
Well, he wasn't a rookie right there.
Okay.
But that was 2016. He wasn't a rookie because
Dak was.
Oh, yeah.
No,
Dak just
Dak
went down
the
there.
Ball, just he goes 11 plays,
cool,
80
calm
yards.
And collected.
Calm and collected.
You don't change at all.
And then help me out on this one. Do you remember Thanksgiving Day of that same year? Because Kirk Cousins, boy, he put up some numbers. He went 41 of 53 for 449 against your defense.
Yeah, I think he was down, though. Since I think they were down by multiple scores.
So
in other words, those were empty stats, right? So if you get down by more than two scores.
Mm-hmm. When you're throwing checkdowns and you're down by two scores, that's empty stats.
Mm-hmm.
Yo guy had against Green Bay.
But what did Kirk Cousins do in the red zone that day on Thanksgiving? He went 2 for 5, and Dak went 4 for 4 in the red zone.
I think that is bigger than that. I think the Dallas Cowboys at this point in their season are headed a different direction than Minnesota. I think Minnesota got a great team, but I think now, after going up and losing to a backup quarterback, I think they're feeling the pressure more than the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay. Be careful. Don't rile them up the way you riled up the Eagles last time.
I riled up the Eagles. I think it was Friday they got out. And if I got to rile the national football team up by coming up here and telling the truth, they already in trouble.
Okay, but you just said that the Eagles had no chance of winning at Buffalo Sunday. Remember that?
Sometimes, you know, even the trash can't get a steak.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I got you. Okay, so how do you boil down this game Sunday between what's the difference?
I think that whichever defense plays better.
That's correct.
I think that if Dallas comes out, they rush the passer, that addition to Michael Bennett, I love that.
What did I tell you, Shannon Sharp?
With DeMarcus getting healthier week by week, and then just with Robert Quinn and the rest of those guys they got up front, I think, you know, with the defensive backs getting healthy.
Hey, did you see your man Sean Lee the other night?
I did, man. I was so happy for him. He's a baller.
He well rested. Yeah. Like somebody else I know last night in the fourth quarter coming off a game in which they didn't play at all, Kawhi. Yeah. But anyway.
Scored 18, that's all.
Whatever.
No big deal.
But that's okay. Look, it comes down to this. Who's going to be able to impose their will running the football? Because the Minnesota Vikings are a different team. They're 6-1.
It's hard with me with Minnesota. This team line up in 13 personnel, and for you don't know – I know you may know, but I'm going to break it down to you. When you line up with three tight ends and one running back, it's not 1995.
Yeah, but what they're telling you, we don't trust Kurt. When you line up like that and try to smash
him. But when I give you $28 million, I got to find some type of trust in you.
Well, here's the thing.
But wait a second. Remember opening day, he threw 10 passes?
Exactly.
10 passes.
Yeah, that's
But Skip, when you from a distance, you look at a guy, you're like, okay, he can do this, he can do this. But when you get in there, you find out all the things that he can't do. So then not what you do. You got it for 3 years and $84 million to $28 million a year.
I mean, I got to find some way. I mean, you got Diggs, playmaker.
Yeah.
You got Thielen, playmaker.
No, I don't think Thielen's going to play.
You go out and you draft this tight end. He's dynamic.
Yeah.
And he got this running back. But when I'm looking at, when every time I would get the ball 8 yards deep, I'm looking at 9 people in the box. It's like, if I don't make the right read or the perfect cut, I'm only going to get a yard, maybe two.
That's it. But that's the way they play. They're stuck with Cousins. They just believe that he was a better option than Skip. Who was there? Case Keenum. They believe he was a better option.
But Case took him to the NFC Championship. NFC Divisional Round. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Look.
No, he got the championship.
You got the championship game against Philly.
You're right. The championship.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. What they realize is the same thing the Ravens realized with Trent Dilfer. Mm-hmm. He took us to the Super Bowl. But what was the chance our defense was going to play historically at that level again?
As sometimes watching the Vikings, it feels like they're playing not to lose instead of to win.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't let the guy put the ball in harm's way.
Say, if you're playing not to lose, what are you playing for, a tie?
Mm.
Hey, they try to ride on try to lean on their defense.
Yep. Well, you're playing for a tie today because you don't have one on.
I don't wear today. This is my Friday ensemble. I don't wear no ties on Friday.
Princess thing on the side there.
No mercy. When it comes to travel, we all know that feeling of wanting to escape to our happy place, whether it's hitting the beach, the ski slopes, or just kicking it with your crew in a tropical paradise. And Priceline wants you to get there and be very happy with a happy price. So you never have to miss a trip. Let me tell you, Priceline has got your back to make it all happen. My happy place is Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Picture this. Crystal clear waters, golden sands, and sun shining down on you like it's your personal spotlight. That's right. Cabo is my ultimate happy place. And you know what makes it even better? Priceline's VIP family feature. You heard it from me. That's right. VIP treatment for you and your squad. Imagine being with your crew, soaking up the sun and living your best life. And while scoring deals up to 5 times faster, it's like scoring a game-winning touchdown on vacation. Now, who am I taking with me to Cabo? To that epic trip, that adventure? My boys, my ride or dies, my crew. Ones who've been there through thick and thin from the beginning to the end. I'm not taking any kids, no kids, just me and the boys living it up. So what are you waiting for? Download the Priceline app today and save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your favorite happy price with Priceline. Make some memories that'll last a lifetime. Cabo ain't ready for me or us, but we're ready for Cabo. Thanks to Priceline, the real MVP of travel.
No mercy. Now, Patrick Mahomes was a full participant in practice for the second day in a row yesterday. While there has been no final word on his status, reports are that the reigning MVP is expected to make his return against the Titans on Sunday. Now, the Chiefs have gone 2-1 without Mahomes, including that game where he suffered a dislocated kneecap. So, Orlando, you played with Mahomes in Kansas City last season. What are your expectations for him coming back this week?
The same ones as every time he steps on the field. Playing down there with Pat, playing for Andy, playing with that medical staff, I don't think they put him back in a situation where he can't do everything that he done
right
before he...
Okay.
Pat's like something that you never seen before. I mean, I don't even... When you playing that video game when you little and you make that player and you create him and you give him that skin tone and that hair and you give him that arm sleeve, that's Pat. Mm. And you like spike his ratings up a little bit, give him a 99 in this, and it's your creative player. He's special. Special, Skip. Mm.
So you realize he just lost back-to-back home games before he got hurt. He was actually already nicked. He already had an ankle, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he's not invincible yet,
no,
right?
No one
not
is.
Not at all. Okay. But I mean, I don't think when you look at those, if you look at his stats in those home games, I think that was pretty good. I ain't looked at them, but I mean, mm-hmm. a blind man could tell you that them stats was pretty good.
Okay, well, it wouldn't take a blind man. I'll tell the blind man that Tennessee ranks 7th in points allowed. And this is not an easy place to come back to.
I mean, I think that anytime you step out there any given Sunday, I think it's going to be a tough game. But I think that when number 15 is back there, tough becomes,
I got a shot. Got you. But you know what I saw in the last two games? Again, he's got no use for Matt Moore. I do. I respect him as a quality backup quarterback. Obviously, he's not even in the universe with Patrick Mahomes.
The dude was coaching high school football last year.
I got it. But if you look what the dude just did in those back-to-back games, it was pretty great. And that team responded to him because I thought everybody lifted their games around Matt Moore.
But I think that if you just turn off the game and don't even watch Matt Moore, and you just look at that guy on the sideline with the curly hair, the hoodie, the way that he running around, the way that he energetic, the way that he interacting with his teammates, they're ready for him to come back.
Okay, well, I got that. But did you see what the numbers he put up? Again, you thought they were going to lose these games, and they shouldn't have lost to Green Bay except for the luckiest pass of the year.
Oh, Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers throws a fall away, no look into the end zone and admits later, I was actually trying to throw it to the tight end, and he overthrew him by 10 yards.
He saw the guy.
Jamal Williams.
Didn't he say he saw a glimmer?
He saw some glimpse of a jersey in the back of the end zone, but he said, I was aiming for 6'7" Jimmy Graham.
Sometimes it's way better to be lucky than
good. Okay, well, he was lucky.
I expect him to play well, and this is the first time he's going to have his full arsenal. Reek is back. Mm-hmm. That's the guy. He's the difference maker.
Man, that's the guy that's wearing the number 10 jersey that's got the jetpack on the back of him.
And Sammy Watkins is finally healthy.
Have you ever been on a practice field with anything like Tyreek?
Never. I mean, I think that's what's more impressive than his actual speed is his stamina. I mean, the guy finishes every single catch to the end zone.
In practice.
Every single. He's finishing, and it's like, man, how'd he get back so fast? Mm. We used to sit on the sideline like, he just caught a deep ball. How's he back?
You saw what he did to his running back the other day, Damian.
Man, he's
he just tracked him.
Well, he said he did it because Damian Williams keeps saying in practice that he could outrun him.
Listen, we actually had a time in the locker room where he was taking bets of giving people 20 and 30 yard head starts. And, you know, in my day, you know, I could run. And it was just like, man, give me a 20, 30 yard. Let me go back out on this practice field with him. And you, when you really get on the field and you feel that speed on you, it's like, it's almost
you
like
didn't
bending
try up. Him with a 20 yard.
No. Because there's a difference between football speed and track speed. Yep. And I tell people that. This dude legitimately has track speed. He's a track speed guy that can play football because
it translates.
Yes.
Some don't translate.
You've been around guys. Normally, track guys, they're frail, they're thinly built.
Yeah.
This dude is confident. Pack. He's muscular, and he's turned himself into a big...
You got to see him work out, though. You got to see this dude on the Vertimax. You got to see this dude squatting.
Yeah, you can tell the way he's built, Skip.
And how would you judge his hands? How would you rate them?
I think that he catches the ball well, but what he does better than have natural, pure hands, he goes up and gets it.
Yeah, he'll
to see a guy that's that small go up and get the ball, I've never seen nothing like it before.
Hmm.
Like, I always like look back and say, like, I tried in my mind to say, who faster than him? Who have I played faster than him? But I never, ever felt any, like, football speed like that. I'm sure there's people out there that's faster.
So you've got the most talented quarterback you've ever seen and the most gifted
receiver.
Well,
I don't know about – he's the most talented quarterback that I've ever played with. I mean, I remember sitting on that sideline. He's a big guy that wear number 18 for Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Sheriff.
Yeah.
I think we all know where we're going with this.
Oh, yeah, you were there you were there when Denver came there and Tony Romo did that thing for us, served that thing rattling up for us.
Yeah, but I also was in Indianapolis when we was a struggling ball club. No, I was in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Struggling ball club goes down. Jason Garrett gets promoted. Coach, why are they promoting him? He was a terrible offensive coordinator. Go down there against a team. Best team in the NFL. Pick six. Pick six, Sean
Lee. Pick six on Peyton
Manning. They felt bad for y'all.
No.
Guys.
I still got my pick six. Still got my ball.
But are you projecting Patrick Mahomes to be better than Peyton Manning when all is said and done?
I don't know about that. We're going too far now. We compare apples to oranges.
Look at this.
You are.
We compare apples to oranges.
Skip. You talk about a guy that's been to 4 Super Bowls, won 5 regular season MVPs. I mean, what Peyton? I mean, look, the guy is supremely talented, and he's young. We've never seen anything like this, a guy to have this kind of success. Dan Marino had this kind of success in his second season. He was on pace again to throw for 5, 6,000 yards. And Tyreek Hill is young. Sammy Watkins is young. This core group, Andy's not going anywhere. Andy's, I don't know how old Andy is.
But it's one thing that we all can't project in this thing.
Well, health.
Like, it's one thing that
obviously
we all can't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's got all the talent.
I got all that. But my only fear for that kid, and he's still a kid, is that Andy lets him get away with too much because I saw him in camp practicing no-look passes, practicing left-handed
passes. But what people don't realize is Steve Young threw no-look passes to Jerry Rice all the time. Jerry Rice lined up at the backside on the X.
Yeah.
It's anticipation. He dropped back. Yeah, you know,
nobody
he knows,
ever made a deal
he knows,
with Steve
he knows
Young going no
it's cover three. Yeah. So if I'm going to look right, I'm going to naturally get that weak side hook player to drift.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to throw it to a spot.
Okay.
If I'm throwing an 18 and 2 every time.
Time out. Steve, no one ever talked about Steve Young throwing no-looks.
He throws them, though.
But he's throwing anticipatory passes.
Right.
Or you're just saying, he's going to be there at that time, so I'm just going to cut
you talking about he actually throwing the ball, not looking at it.
I'm talking about scramble no-looks, where it's a broken play,
But I think he sees you. I think he sees you, and I think the more that he can keep his eyes downfield, the better chance that he has at anticipating.
And he don't pull the deep. Because once you start looking at the guy, where's the defense going
to
go?
To that guy.
Okay. So he says, if I'm looking over here, you still think I'm going to throw the ball over there and I'm going to throw it.
Okay.
Right there.
But you know what happens in this league? If you get a little too full of yourself, too many no looks and too many left-handeds, maybe next time he'll throw behind his back or between his legs.
It's coming.
You know? Okay.
Why
you
not?
Try that and this league is going to
Brett Favre made a living out of it. Brett Favre just said, you know, I'm going to throw a strawberry through a battleship. I don't care how many people is there.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Yeah,
but sometimes the strawberry hit the broadside of the battleship, splattered.
Indeed.
Right?
True.
Yeah.
But you know what, Skip? I agree with I don't believe Andy would put him out there because there's a difference, Skip. You can put somebody out there healthy, but if they can't protect themselves, because at the end of the day, because you know when you're in practice and you come back from an injury, they script everything. Nobody's going to get close to him. But come game time, he's going to have to make a sudden move. Somebody breaks Scott free, and you're going to have to be able to make a move, and they must feel very, very comfortable that that knee is healed properly enough that he can protect himself.
But what I can tell you is there probably won't be no more quarterback sneaks anytime soon.
Mm.
shouldn't have been one anyway.
Oh,
anyway.
There's not. Tom Brady leads the world in quarterback sneaks, and he's just fine.
And your guy Carson Wentz leads the. He's the best quarterback sneak.
But not if a guy's injured. He has an injured ankle, so don't even put him in that situation. Mm. Don't even put him in the situation. If you can, if you got running backs back there and they can't get what the hell are they back there for if they can't get fourth and one.
That's true, but I don't want to. I don't always like handing the ball off 7 yards deep to get one.
Thank you.
You've been doing it all this other time.
Mm. Sometimes I don't like that. I mean, if you out there and you out there, you know, healthy.
Guess what? You never saw once Peyton Manning had his injury.
What happened?
Quarterback sneak.
I mean, Peyton was 40 when he had his injury.
Oh, Tom Brady 42 and he's still sneaking.
That's a because special guy.
You don't put people in situations. It's kind of like if you got an injured shoulder, you're not going to be banging your shoulder. You're going to have guys in plays where they don't have to use.
But Shannon, he had an injured ankle.
Yes.
And then he gets a knee. I mean, what's the chances?
Very good.
No.
Because you compensate.
No, I don't think he's compensating. Okay. I think he was
You don't think he compensated?
I don't think he compensated for right there. I think that he just ended up getting somebody landing on him.
He hurt the ankle in week one.
Correct.
He re-injured it in 4 and 5.
Correct.
What happens when you hurt one side of your body?
You do compensate, but I think that was a freak play. Mm-hmm. I think just somebody landing on him. I mean, none of us knew what happened. I'm sure you probably thought it was his knee. He was gone. I'm sure we all thinking we didn't see the last of Pat.
Okay, back to the game at hand. We got Kansas City at Tennessee. They're the 7th in points allowed. That defense is.
They
I think
good.
It's going to be a struggle, and I'm going to make this point again. For Matt Moore, that whole team rose up around him, and when Patrick plays, I think the team often sits back, especially the defense, and waits for him to make a spectacular
play. But I think that him coming back is, I would equate this to being the first game of the season. The excitement is there.
Okay.
I think the defense is playing better. I think they're settling in the Spagnuolo system. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go Kansas City close, 27-24, and this is a 6-point game. They're favored by 6, but I'm going to go, again, Tennessee will cover this.
Well, the thing is, the games they lost, what do you do, Skip? You run the football.
Mm-hmm.
And they got big Derrick Henry. They're going to try to batter him with Derrick Henry.
Yep.
I'm going to go a little bigger than that. I'm going to go 31-20 because I don't think the Titans' offense is good enough to keep up. Because at the end of the day, you still got to score points to beat them.
All right, what's your gut on this?
I'm going to go Chiefs close. Big. But, I mean, no, I'm going to go close because I think – that in these big spreads, you know, you always get that backdoor cover.
Yeah.
You always get that last touchdown at the end for that coach trying to make it look good.
So you were aware of those things, huh? Interesting.
Now I am that. Now I watched the game from a different perspective.
All right.
You didn't say with Tyreek Hill when he gave you 20, 30 yards. Did you
No,
get him?
I'm not taking that bet. No, not at all.
Because if he suck you up, you're like.
I mean, whoa.
Suck you up. Maybe 200. Whoa. He give you 20 and 200.
No, the suck you up part.
Yeah, he gonna get you.
What'd you time in the 40? Did you
4.32.
4.32, and you're scared of him with a 20-yard head start?
Man, I got a lot of miles on this body. A lot of miles on this whole
That was 4.32, like what?
2008.
Yeah. Ain't no 4.32 coming out 2008. No mercy.
Alabama should see the return of Tua Tagovailoa tomorrow as the number 3 Tide face off against number 2 LSU. Tua underwent surgery after suffering a high ankle injury on October 20th. He has participated in passing drills this week, and according to Nick Saban, he is progressing well, and there's a good chance he will play against the Tigers. So, Shannon, who you got? Who wins this game? Is that a Roll Tide? Is that what you're doing?
You know, they're coming.
Really?
Did anybody take back over
Roll Tide detergent? Is that what you got?
He's about to take back over the Heisman lead with a performance on Saturday, a virtuoso.
Really?
I feel it coming on, Skip Bayless. Now, I wouldn't, if he was 100% healthy, I think there's no chance they lose this game. But considering they're playing in Tuscaloosa, there's still a very small chance. I mean, since 2008, they're 79-4 at home.
Mm.
Two of the guys that beat them there won the Heisman Trophy, Johnny Manziel and Cam Newton. The other game was a 9-6 and Chad Kelly. So let that sink in. Since 2008, they lost this many home games.
Mm.
Now, LSU, for the first time, LSU has an offense that can pose them a problem. The problem is now their defense is not what it used to be. So I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game. I've set 38-34 would not surprise me, Skip.
Mm.
But I'm taking Alabama, and Tua Tagovailoa takes back over the Heisman Trophy lead.
38-34 Alabama? That's what you got?
Might be by 14.
So, well, is that what you want to predict?
No, I'm going to go ahead and keep it like this.
Okay. All right. So, you got LSU covering the spread because it's 5.5 right now.
It was 6. They done bet it down, huh?
They done bet it down because people are wising up and saying, wait a second, Tua has not played a full game in a month, and he's coming off legit ankle surgery. I mean, he had actual surgery. tightrope surgery to fix it just the way it got fixed last year.
Yep.
But you're going to trust it? Is he going to trust his ankle to work in a game of this magnitude?
Last time he had this surgery, Jenny, he was, Jamie, he was 22 or 28. No, he was 24 or 28. About 314 and 4 touchdowns against Kyler Murray.
Really?
Yeah, last time he had this surgery.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying.
Well, he had a little more time to heal last time, right?
And he was on the circuit. I mean, he really wasn't had a chance. Because, Skip, think about it. He had to do the circuit.
Yep.
You know, he got to go to all these award shows, these banquets. He eat. You know, they give you potatoes and chicken. They give you all this. So now he.
I got a better stat for you. Since Nick Saban arrived at Alabama, St. Nick, as you call him, the defensive genius that he is, coaching mostly the DBs. That's his specialty.
Yeah.
Would you believe that Alabama under St. Nick has given up 9 games of at least 40 points scored by the opposition and 11 more games of 30-plus points scored by the opposition? That's 20 games that Nick Saban has allowed of 30-plus points scored by the opposition.
Hey, I'm glad you said that because I got a stat right here. Did you know also in that time in the last 10 years, that's the fewest in the country? The 40-point game is the fewest in the country. The 8 times the 35-point game is the fewest in the country. I had that much. I told you I said that trap for it. I knew he was going to go there.
I thought this was the genius St.
Nick. I knew he was going to go there.
Am I right?
He is.
The genius?
Skip, think
that's outrageously wrong.
Let that sink in.
Well, what's the kryptonite? Pocket passer. What's Joe Burrow to you? Pocket passer. He's your basic.
And we young on defense.
Yeah, 6'5" pocket passer, former basketball player. He can move around pretty good, and I like the way he competes.
Are you taking LSU?
I'm taking LSU. Bama is going down at home, and it's going to be a shootout, and it's going to be fun to watch. And I got 38-35 visiting team because Joe Burrow's got some weapons on that team.
He ain't got He ain't got one on Tutu. Got.
You know what? It's in the ballpark.
Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
Is the second-rated player on Mel's big board.
I think Devontae Smith Ruggs might be better than Jerry Jeudy.
Ruggs is the eighth player.
I got it.
Devontae Smith. We loaded. And Tua way up there, too. So we got 5 guys that's
sure
in the top
LSU
20. I
wasn't sure LSU can run the ball in the last 2 games. I've been watching. I watched them closely. And that Clyde Edwards-Hilaire, that little 5'8 kid, he's been getting loose on people. He got loose on Florida and Auburn. And he'll get loose on Bama because they ain't what they used to be on D.
You don't run the ball on us.
8, though, right? Alabama's won the last 8?
Yeah. I mean, they beat us that 9-6 many, many years ago, Skip. No
mercy. Thank you for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Keep an eye out for the weekend edition of the podcast tomorrow morning featuring this week's best segments. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Facts. Sports. One of one.